came across and said, "How are you doing then? Are you all right?" And I said yes, which was not true. And he said good and went away, and I didn't see him to the end of term.
Oh.
Now, I don't think that was his. I suspect that he was told to do that. You know, the idea that I couldn't rely on a brother or someone I knew.
Sink or swim. Just sink or swim.
You just have to get on with it, you know.
One thing that you learned there that did change your life was Braille.
Yeah.
You could read with both hands, which is very unusual.
What I did, and nobody taught me to do this, was I would start the line with one hand halfway along it and one at the beginning, and then I would read the second half of the first line. I'd do that with my right hand, and my left hand would go down the line and start to read that, and then the other hand would join it. So what I was actually doing was reading half a line with one hand and the other half of the line with the other hand, but reading them simultaneously and then putting it together. And I gradually got faster and faster. My teacher, first of all, would not believe that I had read. I would say to her at 2 o'clock, "Can I have another book?" And she said, "I gave you a book at 10 o'clock this morning. You haven't read that." I said, "I have."
So what did they do with
you? They put me in for competitions, for the first thing. And I went and won all these competitions for reading. So this was something which it changed the way I was seen, I think, at my school. Mm-hmm.